Let me ask your advice. If I fall once, will I fall twice? Out of control, I wanna know. Cause I want you here now. I want you here now. I want you here now. I want you here.
Ah, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM on cable at 88.5, and we're streaming live at www.citr.ca. The program Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B will return in December. All right, the time right now is 6:36. Well, we are a little late, but better late than ever. All right, the last time we joined you was September 1st, 2010. I'm John Tanner with co-host documentary film director Suzanne Tabata and musician ex-DOA Randy Rampage.
Brought in solely for the color.
He's our color guy.
I'll give you some freaking color.
All right, let's get the microphones working here, guys. Just make sure you're nice and cozy.
Are we all kite now? Too much.
Okay, watch your headsets there. We're just getting all organized here, and we'd like to welcome you because my guest today, Suzanne Tabata, is a documentary filmmaker who just released a movie a year ago called Bloodied But Embowed, and Randy Rampage of DOA was one of those members of the movie, and here we are, gathered again today. We're going to talk to some of the people that were performing in the movie and have performed around Vancouver over the years. Right, Suzanne?
Yes. That's totally right. In the last time we were here, we were just about getting ready to pursue Jello Biafra. He was, we got stuck at the border and couldn't get through and get his clips in, so we edited him into the show and have toured Canada fairly extensively, have not released the DVD and are getting ready to release it probably for December 1.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited about that and very, very happy with the lineup of phone guests that you have today, John.
Yes, as a matter of fact, right now we would like to bring on our first phone-in guest, who is Nicholas David Jones, better known as Nick Jones, vocalist for the Pointed Sticks. Good evening, Nick.
Nick O'Teen.
Hi, John. Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Randy.
How you doing, Nicky?
Well, pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
Nice to have you on. Is here on the phone, Nick Jones. Now, we looked you up in Wikipedia, and Wikipedia said that the Pointed Sticks were a Canadian punk rock power pop band from 1978 to 81. Now, we know that you guys had an album out called Perfect Youth back in 1980, which I see is reissued on Sudden Death in 2005. They reunited for a 2006 Japanese tour, which actually they went back again last year with the Dish Rags, and back in 2009 they released a CD called Three Left Make a Right. And if you haven't heard that yet, we're going to be playing some tracks off it. But Nick, you're over in Vancouver Island right now, so you're kind of like underground, under the water. Your voice is going under the water. That's interesting. Do you like snorkeling?
It's a little chilly for snorkeling over here, but yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so we're going to talk to you about your part in the movie Bloodied But Unbowed and your part as performing as a singer for the Pointed Sticks, because you guys, and I'm really sad because I missed your concert with Devo, and I hear it was so good.
It was an excellent night.
Pointed Sticks haven't had a bad show since they reunited a few years ago, by the way.
Well, yeah, and the best place to see a band is in the Vogue. I mean, the sound in there is so good. How do you find the Vogue for playing there, Nick?
Fantastic. The big stage, you're right, the sound. The audience is still pretty much in your face, too, because the balcony, you're only 15, 20 feet away from the people in the balcony. That's the first time we played there, and I loved it. It was great.
The sound is excellent. That was made for vaudeville, too.
And, of course, we played with Devo over 30 years ago at the Commodore and at the Gardens when things were first getting going, too. Wow. So it was it was great to see them again. And, really good.
So. Well, you've got such a great voice, Nick. In fact, a lot of people have remarked that you're much more in shape than you used to be vocally, and that's rarely does it go in that direction.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they... I don't even want to answer that question. Yeah. I guess it was just how well I took care of it all these years. That's probably it, right, Randy?
No abuse, that's right. Or limited.
Randy, you don't abuse your voice, do you?
I've never abused my voice in my life.
Let's get right into the latest CD that you recorded back in 2006, Nick, with the original, pretty well the original lineup for the band, too. I know there's been minor changes, but Bill Napier, Hemi, as usual, playing guitar. I keep running into Bill at various things. I saw him at a David Wisdom get-together a few months ago. Tony Bardock, of course, who's done other things, Victorian Pork, and who names, and he's got a band now he's been playing. But Nick, of course, that's you, and then there's Ian Tiles and Gord Nickel. So let's check out this new CD, although it isn't brand new, and I gather you can tell us a bit about your brand new one you're working on, but here's a track that actually Tony Bardock, I believe, no, we're not going to play that one. Yes, we are. We're going to play the one that Tony wrote here. It's called Igor Said. So let's check out Pointed Sticks from three feet. I always want to say 3 feet. Three lefts make a right.
Think about it, John.
I'm thinking.
Fits us all, and I remember that Igor said, you got to have ID.
You got to have ID.
There was a time I had the first round, and then I'd write another. Once in a while, recalling it all, I kind of smile and falter. There was a time I had the first round, and then I'd write. Smiling.
get to see them again.
We're back in the studio.
Is Nick
here.
There?
Nick is here. Yep, here he is.
Good.
We're back in the studio at CITR. And Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage talking to Nick Jones of the Pointed Sticks. And we just heard from their three left, right...
you'll get it eventually.
You know,
John,
you got to turn
three right members.
Yes. We'll get
think
it.
About it. I've you got know how the, can I tell you the story about how we got the name for that record?
Yeah, please.
Tell us.
We've got airtime to fill.
Okay, we got this. We had this buddy named Loach, who Rampage would remember from way
of
back.
Of course.
Loach, in his younger days, he had this old Pontiac Laurentian, and one night he kind of whacked his Laurentian into the curb and sort of ruined the alignment on his steering, so he couldn't afford to get his car fixed. This is a 62 Pontiac Laurentian, weighed about 3 tons. So in order to drive straight down the road, he had to, like, pretty much hold his wheel as far to the right as he possibly could, and that would aim the car straight. So he couldn't make a right-hand turn. All he could do was, like, sort of let go of the wheel, and the car would sort of turn left on its own. So if you figure it out and draw the diagram, you can actually see that three left. If you want to make a right-hand turn, but your car won't turn right. If you make three left, then you'll end up in the right spot.
That's self-explanatory. That's a good one.
That's really good. Say, Nick, I got a quick little question for you. Like, you've got this great body of work that obviously that you did many, many years ago, and then you've put out this new album. Or a relatively new album, right? Like current, for lack of a better word. And what kind of reception do you get when you go and play audiences? Because you've got these old tunes, and then you've got this great new body of work.
I would say we don't play very much, right? Like we probably average like 3 or 4 gigs a year, but the audience is really receptive towards the new songs. It's great. I mean, our songs are short anyway, right? It's not like if you don't like it, it's not as if you're going to sit through 15 minutes of it before you get the next one. But I mean, we took a lot of time on that record, and the record's a good record. So if you're hearing songs that are kind of in the same vein as the ones from all those years ago, and they're good songs, then but I know what you're saying, though, because especially, bands like us, which, we could quite easily be perceived as being an oldies act. Like, when you go to see the Rolling Stones, you don't want to hear them playing any songs from their new record or, The Police.
They try. Like they try. Yeah. They bring them on, every show. And I like that.
I found with your guys' new stuff, Nick, is it's like it's got the energy and the stuff from the old stuff, but I hate to say it, but it sounds a little more mature.
A
little better. You know what I mean? And I mean, I don't know if that sounds stupid, but is that sort of the way it's gone?
Yeah, well, I would say that that's true. I mean, actually, one of my buddies when seeing us play at Devo, he goes, it was the same sort of thing, and he couldn't think of the word that he wanted to use, and he used bluesy, which I don't think is right. I don't really think it's bluesy.
No, it's kind of heavier. It's kind of heavier. Like, it's got a little more oomph to it. It just seems like that. That's what I found when I listened to it. I thought it was really quite interesting.
Gord Nichols got a big part in this, doesn't he?
Oh, Gord, absolutely, for sure.
For the production, I'm talking about the production.
The entire record at Gord's studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's good. Mm. He's really
good. And Gord wrote, the ones that say Nickel Jones is basically, for the most part, not exclusively, but for the most part, that's Gord writing the music and me writing the lyrics, right?
Well, then you can just share on those big royalty checks that just come in.
It's huge
unbelievable.
Checks.
It's unbelievable. I've got a castle over here.
Those giant sudden death royalty checks. I know what they're like.
Hey, John, where are we going?
It's right next to Jerry Hanna's castle, and just a little bit further up the hill.
Exactly,
castle, yeah,
slightly off the beaten track.
Oh, John boy.
Okay, well, we're going to move on here. We've got
Shithead's castle is further up the hill than both of us.
He's got a castle.
He's got several castles all over the world.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, let's take you back to, Bud Luxford Presents.
Oh, we're going back in time.
Yeah, we are going to go back in time now. Now, I know you guys were talking about a different one, but I've already queued up this Rude Norton track here called She's So Ugly, because you are on... Isn't Nick on this?
Well, here's something
That's
really...
Steve Ruffhauser, man.
Here's something interesting, and we've got our Sharpie ready to make the corrections here. There are liner notes that have been put glued or taped onto the back of this album here.
This is the CITR play.
This is the CITR play copy, and right. somebody has typed out all the players. Rude Norton, She's So Ugly. Ed Norton, Chuck Biscuits, guitar and vocals.
Ed Norton, Ken Montgomery.
Yeah. Ken Montgomery, Chuck's brother. Rory Washtalk, bass and vocals. Wimpy.
Correct. That's right. Wimpy.
Steve Ruffhauser, drums.
You'll
Zippy
love this
Pinhead.
One. Wow, yeah, you get just, called
that's,
Zippy Pinhead.
That's preposterous. That's preposterous.
You know what?
I thought you'd love that.
Here's
one.
Something that's quite funny. Zippy gets bigger over time. Do you know that he gets credited for more things than he actually did?
I blame Zippy for more things.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Okay, so where are we at now?
Well, if you play She's So Ugly, I mean, if you listen to it, you can clearly hear that, like, it's drumming that's far beyond any capabilities that Zippy might have.
Your drumming is far superior, I must say.
It's me playing the drums.
It's much better 4/4 than Zippy is. You know?
Well, that's all that Dimmitt would let me play.
Oh, there you go. that's what Dimmitt wanted, and that's what he got, you know?
He was bigger than me.
Well, yeah, that's right. You
let's
never
check this track
them.
Out then, shall we?
All right,
here we go. See if I got the right speed here. Here we go.
I know a girl who lives on a hill. She's got my teeth, I got a kid on the bill. The price is right for me to stay. But that girl's so ugly, she can't give it away. She's so damn ugly. Yeah, yeah, she's so damn ugly. Yeah, yeah, she's so damn ugly. Oh my God, oh yeah, she's so damn ugly. We are the dad and a $2. She's always better than you can suck on a stool. What's wrong with all the hell for it to run? But I killed over from the smell of a scum. She's so damn ugly. Yeah, yeah, she's so damn ugly. Yeah, yeah, she's so damn ugly. Yeah, yeah, she's so damn ugly. Wow!
All right.
What a great track.
Whoa, crazy stuff. Rude Norton.
Good
She's
shite.
So ugly.
Who recorded all these songs?
That one in particular, that record was recorded. Jim Cummings used to have like a little two-track studio. Maybe it was a four-track studio. Down in, it was right down by Gore Street. Remember
right
that
at Gore Street. Yeah. We all recorded
was
it. But
was that
was
the
great.
Brain Eater recording studio?
Yeah,
Brain Eater recording studio.
Everything
that was where
black.
All the Brain Eaters lived, where Jim and Trevor and Evo. That was where Jim's... That was Brain Eater slave camp down there, right? Where he wouldn't let them, like, he wouldn't feed them until they did a certain amount of artwork every day.
He's got a great work ethic.
I could tell you some stories. But yeah, but that record was recorded. It was right after Christmas. It was like 27th and 28th. Or the whole record recorded in 2 days.
It sounds great.
Well, when we did that, I mean, I don't know if you remember, Nick, when we did that, it was like he had it booked out into hour-long blocks.
That's right.
You know, it was like, okay, you've got from, you know, like 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock.
Who was the engineer?
You get to...
Jim.
Well, Jim.
Wow, he did a good job.
What was funny is I don't know if you remember, is all the Brainiers gear, they painted everything black.
Correct.
So you couldn't tell anything that was being done because all everything on the board and everything was all written off. It was just black, so you couldn't tell where
the dials were.
You couldn't tell where anything
exactly
was at,
right? Or which, what was treble, what was bass, what was whatever. You know, you had to go by your feel, man. You know, that was fantastic.
It was fun.
Yeah, well,
you're right though, Suzanne. It's got to sound like one of those weird 50s recordings.
It's got a great sound.
You know, like the echo and everything like that. It's very strange. I love that record.
Yeah, it's a great record, I'm a little bit, hindsight is 2020. I kind of wish that I'd rolled this thing into the movie a little bit to talk a little bit more about it. I mean, we touched on fuck bands. Perhaps we should just touch on it on air real quick before we go to the next song, because this audience wouldn't know what a fuck band is.
Yeah, hang on a sec, guys. Well, let's talk about that in just a sec. Nick, just stand by. Randy and Nick and Suzanne, just stand by for a sec here. I've just got a little promos for you here. I'll be right back. All right.
Thursday, November 17th, Timber Productions is proud to present Grimes at the Electric Owl Social Club. All the way from Montreal, this indie electropop artist is on tour to support her upcoming new release. Guests are to be announced, and for any more info, find Grimes at arbutusrecords.com, tickets online at ticketweb.ca, or find tickets available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Zulu, and Ditch Records. Again, that's Grimes at the Electric Owl Social Club, Thursday, November 17th. Grimes at the Electric Owl is proudly sponsored by CITR. Thursday, November 17th, AMS Events presents Mustard Pimp at the Pit Pub. Doors are at 9 and tickets are available at The Outpost in the sub-building or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. They remix the likes of Will Smith, Stereo Heroes, Data Life, and Atari Teenage Riot. To listen to Mustard Pimp, check out their MySpace page. Again, that's AMS Events presenting Mustard Pimp at the Pit Pub on Thursday, November 17th. Mustard Pimp at the Pit Pub is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Okay, and that's where you're tuned, CITR 101.9 FM, and we're sitting in for Sam Squatch's Holiday. I'm John Tanner, along with Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage, and on the phone we have Nick Jones of the Pointed Sticks. Okay, back to where you were, gang, which was talking about the fuck bands.
We were talking about the fuck bands because this audience isn't going to know what a fuck band is.
Probably not. They just think we're swearing about them or something.
So Nick, you had the floor, Nick, in the film, so why don't you take it again.
Okay, fuck bands. Okay, we were talking about 1978, 79, 1980, sort of Vancouver, sort of, you know, the early punk scene in Vancouver. And at the time, hard to believe, but there wasn't like 1,700 bands in the city. So instead of like having to fight your way on three band bills, you had to make up you had to make up extra bands just to fill up the three band bill. I mean, you know what it's like nowadays at the Railway Club, where every night there's three bands playing. Right?
So many bands.
There wasn't that many bands back there, especially not in our scene. I mean, really, of the what you call, because we used to divide them between fuck bands and real bands, and of the real bands, there was what, Randy, 10,
sometimes,
15?
And sometimes the fuck bands were better than the real bands that were trying to play.
But so the fuck bands, what that would be, it would be like, because if you're in DOA or if you're in the Subhumans or if you're in the Pointed Sticks, like, you can't play every week because people are just, you know, they're going to get sick of you. Even if they're your friends, they're still going to get sick of you. So you would sort of form these, like, these tribes or gangs or whatever it was, and, you know, start your own band and play other people's songs, basically, is what it was. So it was Rude Norton, Sick Ones, you know, there was a lot of them back then. Snowy, Mrs. Uxbridge Fish.
Sergeant Nick, there was a whole pile of them, but...
Raisinettes.
Pina
Rosaletti.
Yeah, Raisinettes
were
a great band.
Pina Rosaletti and the IUDs. Can't forget Pina Rosaletti, of course. No, Bondage.
We'll be playing some of them.
We were going to play them, but their song's too long.
Oh, okay.
Well, but yeah, it's the fuck band thing was. I mean, it was. You know, you had to if you wanted to play. Like Nick was saying, if you wanted to play, you had to do that. I mean, because you couldn't do 8 million DOA shows a month, or you know, Pointed Stick shows, or Subhuman shows, because there was only so many bands. I mean, they.
Well, I think one thing that it really taught you too was to be a performer, because when you're playing, you know, it's really easy when you're playing your own songs to, you know, to put on your moody face or your rock star face and play your original material and like, hey, look at me, you know, I mean, I'm Mick Jagger or I'm Bono or I'm Jimmy Page or something like that.
Yeah.
But when you're playing like, you know, I don't know.
Something goofy, you can just let it fly.
Something like that, or Sergeant Nick Penis or something. You really have to engage the audience on a whole different level. So I think it taught all of us a lot about performing. I mean, I know for me in particular, the band that I mean, Vancouver's still going fuck band, the Frank Five.
Yes, definitely. Definitely great band.
That's what taught me about performing, really.
For sure. Yeah, but I think Biafra sort of said it best, and you know, and it's actually in the movie too.
The new where he says
that, like, you know, it could only have happened in Vancouver because, like, you know, people in Vancouver, like the musicians in Vancouver, we all had, you know, we're sort of semi multi talented, you know, and you could be somebody one night playing guitar and another, you know, playing drums the next night and singing the next night or doing
and
whatever.
The other thing about it, Randy, too, it's not even just the multi talented part of things. It was like the sort of lost the lack of level of ego amongst them.
Yeah, exactly. Just letting it go. Right? That's what I say. Just letting it go.
Hold on. You guys at one point had no ego.
The guy from Flipper, you know, that just wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Or Chip Kinman from the Dills playing in a fuck band with.
Oh, no. No, you'd never see it. You'd never see it. No. Do you think you'd ever see anybody from X or, you know, or any of the New York bands or anything like that going up and doing that? No way.
So they were very unique. The local punk scene, all the guys were very unique. It wasn't a big ego thing, you know? I mean, that's good to hear. Okay,
remember
now,
those parties? I mean, just think of the parties back then, John.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
everybody
for sure.
From, like, you know, 40-year-old guys dressed up in Dennis the Leatherman to, you know, 14-year-old runaways and everything in between.
I just saw his picture. That's great, Nick.
I love the dish rags. Are we going to the?
Well,
where
yeah,
are we going
now? Okay. Well, what we're going to do here? Now, what we played though, we started off with the Pointed Sticks performing
right.
Igor Said, as written by Tony, and right. They were backed by, of course, Jade, Dale, and Scout, who were the dish rags,
and John Ferrero on saxophone.
Okay, there you go. Well, we have
Johnny
a dish
Ferrero.
Rags track here, which you had picked out for us to play, Nick. So, what's the history behind the song "Love Is Shit"?
You'd have to ask Jade that.
Well, maybe we can ask her sometime, but let's take a listen to the song. Here are the dish rags. Okay, there we are, the Dish Rags at CITR, and we'll have to
underrated
talk.
Underrated band in Vancouver history. Oh,
very
yeah,
underrated,
definitely.
And very good response definitely. On the film screenings that we've had, and particularly in San Francisco, they really liked the girls.
Got
and,
great reactions on,
really,
the, on their,
really good
their
reaction.
Parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, if you really want to think about it, you can talk about the Runaways, but that was something different altogether. In terms of all-girl punk bands in North America, they were the first.
You can't
oh, definitely. They were yeah. Not only that, all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we never saw, until years later, I mean, 10 years later, you never saw an all-girl band that had any balls, you know, that could play and write and do that like they could.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Jade being on that panel with you, Nick, for the SFU screening at Harbor Center, which is unfortunately not open to the public, but she is going to be addressing probably some of those questions very pointedly.
Well, besides Jade.
You, Jade, Wimpy, and I know Nathan Holiday from Tunnel Canary.
Sounds like
fun. No Armstrong, he chickened out?
He's sort of on standby right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. No, he's on standby. It's going to happen with his workload.
So, Nick, you have a new CD you're working on right now, right?
I would say we're in the conceptual stage. At
Excellent.
This point.
Okay. Good.
We haven't actually started recording, but we've got quite a few songs written.
Wow. Okay. Any gigs coming up in the near future?
Well, let me just say that the Rattle Shake, you know Northern Electric Records, who a great organization run by Richard Chapman, that was the label that our last record came out,
yeah.
or the cooperative who ended up sponsoring our last record. They have an annual party called the Rattle Shake, and that's going to be held this year on November 25th and 26th. And it'll be split between Lanaloo's and Iron Road. And we're not playing, but there is a special guest one of the nights. That's all I can say.
It's one of those.
Well, on behalf
of... I'm pretty subtle there, huh?
Yeah, you are very subtle on that one.
Nick, I would like to thank you very much. Nick Jones has been our first guest today here on the program as we go over some of the highlights of Bloody But Unbowed with our panel, Suzanne Tabata, director of the movie, and Randy Rampage, one of the guests on
He's
there.
He's the color guy.
And the movie.
Thank you, Nick Jones, and we tell our audience out there that Three Left Make a Right, see I got it right, is the brand new CD that came out in 2009. We can still call it brand new.
It's the brand new record.
And
yes, it is a vinyl record, and that's
it's
the format.
It's brand new.
Oh, you've got the vinyl version is out now.
Oh, just
vinyl too?
Yeah, the vinyl version came out right from the beginning.
All right. Well, we're gonna
as a matter of fact, if you buy the CD, on the back of the CD, it says side one and side two.
Excellent.
Yes, it does.
That's
I just noticed that. I wondered why that was there.
Nick, thanks so much. We're going to finish off with another track from your...
Thank you, Nick, and say hi to Dale, too, please.
Take care, Nick. Say hi to Dale, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Ciao, Rick. Nick, bye.
Rick,
okay.
Nick.
Talk to you later.
Nick.
Bye.
I'd never said the words that made you cry. Now I'm waiting for you, hoping you will call. All the time I knew it was down to you. Anytime you're around, I feel good. And every time you're gone, I feel blue. I was hooked on you the day that we first met, and I knew that I would take all I could get. But there's a price to pay for going down that road. No matter what I do, I can't get over you. Anytime you're around, I feel good. And every time you're gone, I feel blue. Anytime you're around, I feel good. And every time
Ooh. Ah, it's lovely. Randy Rampage singing along with the Pointed Sticks. You don't hear that very often. Hi, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on cable at 88.5 and streaming live at www.citr.ca. This program, Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita B, will return in December. Right now, it's John Tanner filling in with Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage. We just talked to Nick Jones of the Pointed Sticks, and
that
now
was, I like that last tune. That's really good.
That's called Anytime.
That was excellent.
Randy Rampage liked that record, Nick.
Like,
see, there you go.
Much.
And right now on the phone we have Ron Reyes. Hello, Ron.
And Ron,
how you doing, Ronnie?
No, hold on.
I'm going to kick your ass, man. What do you mean that's a nice song? That's a great song.
It's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's absolutely delightful.
For those of you that aren't familiar, Ron Reyes, according to Wikipedia, is a Flag Shop owner, DOA and Subhuman Shirt distributor, and second singer for L.A. punk rock group Black Flag.
Yes. I can't believe any of that stuff.
And I was at your 50th birthday party. And
that's probably the best 50th birthday party that's been held in Vancouver in many years.
Oh, it was great. Some great bands there. Little Guitar Army blew me away. They were just so good. And modern hits were cooking, too. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Actually, Ron, you were pretty good.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, you were pretty good.
Ron, you were smoking.
And you were just smoking, baby. You know, what's the connection on the three guests that are on tonight's show? They're all great, great vocalists, still vital, writing, performing, and haven't lost it a bit. That's you, Nick, and Jerry Hanna.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's a nice slate.
What am I, chopped liver?
You're the color guy.
Huh? I'm the color guy.
Nick
won. Randy's the color guy. Yeah.
Okay. Ron, we got to get right into it here. We asked you to pick some tunes tonight.
Yeah, man.
And this is a CanCon show. For those of you who aren't familiar with Ron's heritage, he is actually a transplant to Canada. Fell in love with the country and the women, and has never left. So he's here, and he's going to pick a couple of songs. And what's first on the? You mentioned something about Teenage Head.
Oh yeah, you know what? I mean, I just love Teenage Head, and they're East Coast, so let's start there. You know, I might as well start with the East Coast because that's the center of the universe, I think.
There you go.
At least that's what they say.
Well, they figure they're the center.
What did you like about Teenage Head?
Oh well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. It'd be too easy to say that, you know, that their roots are, you know, in that kind of glam rock type thing. But, you know, I'm a sucker for that, and I'm a sucker for a pop tune, and that's why I love, love, love the Pointed Sticks. Mm. But I just love good, poppy, raunchy rock and roll, you know? And you know, they just epitomize that.
Did you get a chance to see them live ever, Ronnie?
You know what? I never did.
Mm. Oh yeah, we played with them, and they're hilarious. They're good. They're good. They're funny, and they're funny guys, and they're actually nice guys too. Really, really good at what they do. They're tight. They're a tight band.
Right on. And I hear they're still going. I mean,
they are still going.
Really?
Rest in peace for Frankie. But, you know.
Yeah. What can you do?
Right on.
Well, Ron, maybe you've never seen them, but you've heard them. So why don't you just pretend that you're there at the concert. Close your eyes and imagine they're up there and they're going to sing this song just for you.
All right. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Good grief, that's wild and crazy.
Don't you love it, Ron?
Oh,
all right. We got Teenage Head there doing Lucy Potato as requested by Ron Reyes. Now, unfortunately, we can't play any of your Black Flag stuff, Ron. I'm sorry about that, but this is a all Canadian show.
unless
the band wants to change their citizenship.
No problem. A year from now, you'll be playing some new stuff for me.
Can't wait
to hear it, Ronnie.
Oh, so you're recording some new stuff for Canadian audiences?
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent.
I got a new band called Piggy and
Piggy.
Yeah,
I love Piggy. I love
band.
You guys.
Canadian,
they're great.
As far as I know, so there you go.
Oh, great. When can we hear Piggy play?
I love your bass player, by the way.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she really is.
Piggy will be playing by the new year for sure.
Excellent. Okay. Mm.
Sounds good, brother.
All right. So,
well, Ron was immortalized in Penelope Spheeris's film, The Decline of Western Civilization.
Definitely.
And he was remortalized in Bloodied But Unbowed, and yet again in F is for Father, which is this major like hardcore dads.
Hardcore dads. That's cool.
That's coming out. But yeah, we're moving on to the music here, and we've got something really special coming up, and it's with our narrator, Billy Hopeless, fabulous performer. You like this band, and why?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these guys are, again, raunchy, and, you know, they've got one foot in that whole glam world, too. I'm sorry, but, you know, I know that, you know, a lot of people know me as some kind of hardcore dude, but you know what? I'm just a sucker for glam stuff and poppy stuff, and they've got one foot in that camp firmly entrenched, and I love that about those guys, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you get the same thing I do, is, you know, like because of the metal thing, because of being involved in the metal thing and the glam thing and this, you know, I get the same thing. And I think it's great music. I think there was some great music, you know. I think there was a lot of great music out of that. And, you know, power to you, you pick some good tunes. I mean, you know, that was funny.
Well, I went to Billy's house today, and he's sick with the flu, and he handed me a test pressing of this EP, four-song EP, and I think John's got it queued up to
some Bonitos.
The single. I don't know if it's Invalid or Invalid.
Yeah, we'll soon find out.
We'll soon find out. I don't know. The Bonitos.
Right, Ron, were
that's
they saying
awesome.
What were they saying?
I just realized I actually sang on that song.
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little background vocals there, you
know. You're kidding.
I just remembered that.
Randy.
Suzanne just clued me in there. She goes, didn't you sing on that song?
Well, you were there. Was he saying Invalid or Invalid?
No, it's Invalid.
I think it's Invalid.
You know what? Your opinion is invalid, so don't worry about it.
I think so.
I got to give a plug for...
Invalid.
A plug for Billy.
Listen to the vocals on that song. Oh, my God.
That's good. That's good. That's going to go up on the charts here at CITR.
Me and Billy about four tracks.
Billy, you rock.
He rocks. That's a Skull Skates issue. That's going to be coming out. Skull Skates exclusive, limited vinyl, I believe. And I think Billy's definitely trying to get a seat to open up for Axl Rose later on.
That would be definitely good.
I voted for him, except for Duff might be
opening. Go for it, Billy.
Yeah, exactly. Go for
I'd say so, too, you know. Yeah.
Who are these people in the airwaves? Well, we've got Ron Reyes on the radio, on the telephone here. You remember him from Black Flag back in the old days. Oh, boy. And Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage. I'm John Tanner, and we're sort of reliving Bloodied But Unbowed. Have you seen that movie since it first came out, Ron?
No, I haven't. But I have, actually, on TV. And, of course, I was at the opening. And it's
You
get the TV version.
You haven't seen the Jell-O version.
It was on the Knowledge
Network.
Soft version.
The sanitized version.
But I hear, Suzanne, you've got a brand new package now with that. Mm-hmm. It's with extras and all that. So,
there's a nine-hour.
Anybody
geek.
Also who
we
wants...
We call it the nine-hour geek edition.
the nine-hour geek fest edition. But... anybody who wants to go into it, by the way, go to thepunkmovie.com.
Yeah, I think that's going to come out in December.
Right on.
And, you know, anybody who's listening out there that hasn't seen it.
Let's roll on some new tunes, because a lot of people keep on saying to me, it's nice to look into the past and talk about this old scene, but what's going on currently? And there is a lot going on currently, and you've picked out a couple of bands besides Billy's band. By the way, that's the first time I've heard that.
Are you doing any recording, Ron? Or have you guys got anything coming out recording?
Coming up, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Coming up. As a matter of fact, you know what? You'll hear more about that soon.
Cool.
Okay, sounds good. But you've got a couple of bands here that you picked out in Vancouver that you kind of like.
Yeah, and they're on the CITR playlist right here in the control room. One of them is called The Strugglers. Tell me
about
The Strugglers. What do you know about them, Ron?
Strugglers. Oh, well, there's nothing glamorous about them, let me tell you.
That's for sure.
They are just, you know, raunchy, balls to the wall, just an assault on your senses, really. And I just love them for that. You know, they just no holds barred. They just kick out the jams, and, you know, you got to love that.
Yeah.
Just lock up your dogs and cats and your kids and whatnot.
Well, you picked out the first track on this CD called Anthem, so let's check it out then.
Yeah. Fucking around, get her sound, get it up, I'm gonna start it down. Oh, wow!
That's great.
Wow.
I don't know where they recorded that, but I like the recording.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way it should be, you know? Short and sweet.
Crazy.
And great stuff. Love it.
Wow, The Strugglers. I just said the start of it. That sounds like Joey Shithead. Yeah, right. Oh, well.
That sounds like Black Flag.
Well, you know what? It's all its own, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I like that lead singer. I like him. I saw him at that little punk rock party thing in the summer that Tony had.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy. And he sings for Little Guitar Army as well. And so they're an awesome band as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So John's busy here. He's running the controls, and we don't have really an engineer on the show. So he's the engineer, the host, and that's why you're not hearing a lot from him. He's busy loading the cassette decks and stuff like that.
It's nonstop. It's been a whole year since I've run this board. But, okay, well, another band that you chose that was current and local is The Jolts, Ron. Tell me what you know about The Jolts.
They got to be, like, hands down, like, my favorite band in Vancouver. I just love those guys. The first time I got to see him was at my birthday party a year or so ago, and they just blew me away, and I had an opportunity to sing some songs with them, and that was just a lot of fun. They're fun guys, and they just really rock hard. And you know, we all know that there's no justice in the music industry, but these guys really deserve to go some places. I really love them.
Did they ever get out of town?
Do you know if they're able to get overseas?
Yes, they do. They need to get out of the country. Key.
All yeah.
Right. Key.
Okay, well, let's check them out right now then. You chose Veronica.
Yeah, and hey, this song's a little different than a lot of their stuff, but I just love it. It's just, I think you're going to dig it too, so just play it and
check them out on CITR, The Jolts.
Thank you.
You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM and Ron Reyes. There you go. It's the Jolts and Veronica.
Hey, yeah.
That was nice.
I like, Ronnie, you know I'm yours. I love that every time I hear that.
Yeah, nice feel to that. That was such a contrast from the Strugglers, but nice stuff. So
absolutely, yeah. And you know what? That song really has a bit of a contrast to a lot of their stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's great. It really shows their pop sensibilities, and I love that about those guys for sure.
Well, let's hope they get some touring money together and you know, are able to attend a little gathering perhaps outside the city. That'd be nice for them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Ron, we'd like to thank you so much for joining us on the program. Time flies by when you're having fun. But
yeah, good tunes, man.
So we'd like to thank Ron Reyes, of formerly of Black Flag, and now residing in Vancouver and working with a band called, is it Piggy?
That's right, Piggy.
Piggies or Piggy?
Piggy.
Piggy.
Singular.
And we can look for some new stuff in the new year from you, hopefully, and maybe some live performances.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, you're still really good, Ron.
Thanks, man.
Okay, Ron, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Peace.
All right. Okay, so we got another brand new surprise guest coming up in just a moment here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building at UBC. We're on cable at 88.5 and streaming live at www.citr.ca.
Thursday, November 17th, CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and WinnieCooper.net are proud to present the Villa Coola EP release party. With special guests, Gang Signs, and Tough Lovers, this show will go down at the Media Club with doors at 9 and the show starting at 10 p.m. That's the Villa Coola EP release party, Thursday, November 17th at the Media Club, sponsored by CITR.
All right, just like to remind you, Shindig is coming. Oh, boy, the Shindig semifinals are on. And coming up at the good old Railway Club next Tuesday, the 15th, will be semifinalist Real Boys, the Killed Spirits, and Tyrannohorse. Sounds wild. And then the week after that, we've got some more semifinals with Sleuth. I like this band. Fistful of Snacks. I like the name anyway. Fistful of Snacks. Followed by Philosoraptor. That's all at the Railway Club, part of the Shindig semifinals. They're on Tuesday nights. It's still going on after all these years, Suzanne. Now, you were at CITR back in the early 80s. Were they doing Shindig back then?
I was at CITR in 1979. And we did Shindigs, and we had a little mobile DJ unit down at the pub and so forth. So I know that we've got a really special guest on the air. This is real privilege to have our guest here tonight.
And here he is. We'd like to welcome Jerry Hanna.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Doing fine, Jerry. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I was trying to get your radio station up on the computer so I could actually hear what songs you were playing and stuff. But
right.
I just got a blank page, so and I'm only partially computer literate, so I will just give up while I'm ahead before I get frustrated.
Well, there'll be some podcasts, and we'll make sure you get a copy of it. Now, Jerry Hanna, we Googled you, and Wikipedia said your name is Gerald Richard Hanna.
Isn't that sweet?
Also known as Jerry Useless, yes.
That's better, actually.
All right. Bass player for Subhumans, 1978 to 81, and then Plenty of Direct Action. There you go. So you've been a busy guy over the years, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I have been very busy, yes.
I
don't seem to have a lot of time to do everything that I want to do. I have to really ration my time, it seems.
That's good. Jerry, we have in the studio with us, of course, Suzanne Tabata, director from Bloody But Embow, which you appeared in, and Randy Rampage, who, you've run across him before. Say hi to Randy.
Hey, Randy. Nice to know you're there.
How you doing, Mr. Plow?
Not bad.
That's an inside joke.
Good to see you, Jerry. Okay. Or hear from you.
This is really, really great. I mean, Randy's been brought in for color. John's running the show. There's no engineer here, so John's doing all the, you know, switching around and loading cassettes. I wanted to say, Jerry, we just went down to Zulu Records to pick up the Subhuman CD because they didn't have it at CITR. And also a couple of these really great vintage Canadian tracks. Being a CanCon show, You picked out a Neil Young track, which we've got loaded up, and perhaps we can just cut right to it. Why did you pick this?
I think it might have been the first Neil Young song I ever heard when I was quite small. And I was mesmerized by it. I loved it. I thought it was just the most incredible, soulful, emotional song, and really, really excellent acoustic guitar work, too. I think it's the best thing I've ever heard Neil Young still play acoustically.
Sugar Mountain?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I thought I was going to hear something about like Cherryville Lumbee or something, you know, the whole thing. I thought, you know.
No.
Just kidding.
I'm just joking. There was a Sugar Lake out there. You know?
Well, Sugar Lake, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm glad you chose this. It's one of my favorite Neil Young songs.
Definitely
too,
a good song.
Jerry. This actually was written back in 1964 when Neil was only 19.
Wow.
And he was turned away from a club that they were trying to get into. So, but it actually was released, and I was working on LGFM at the time, in November of 1968 it was actually released. So we got a live version here, and he actually introduces it. So let's check this out. As requested by Jerry Hanna, here's Neil Young.
Nice. I never plan anything ahead, in case anybody hasn't noticed. I'm going to do this song now that that I wrote about 5 years ago, that I haven't sung in about 4.5 years.
Okay, well, here we are. The old operator, of course, he didn't push the button that said continuous track, so now we're on 17, so I'll just re-hit the button again here. There you go. Thank you, Neil.
Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle. Oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Mm-hmm. underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Randy, you don't have to applaud, do you?
Sorry.
It's all right, Randy Rampage applauding. And
getting hyper.
As requested by Jerry Hanna, there's Neil Young and Sugar Mountain. Well,
That's lovely. It just makes you want to go in.
So what do you think, Jerry? Isn't that good to hear that again?
Oh, yeah. It's great to hear it again. Yeah, great song. Great song. And it brings back lots of memories. And it's a bit of a melancholy song, too, obviously. Talking about youth, but how fast it goes flying by.
Yeah, right. We've got Jerry Hanna on the line thing from the Subhumans, along with Randy Rampage and Suzanne Tabata.
And we really want to thank you, Jerry, for coming on. I mean, I've toured the film all over Canada and one screening in San Francisco, and I can't tell you how the kind of feedback that I get on some of the poignant comments that you make throughout that piece, and thank you very much for participating in it.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that. You know, it was my pleasure. I thought it was, you know, I've told you this before, but I think it was excellent piece of work, actually, the best I've seen so far in terms of an expose, in-depth expose of early early Vancouver punk rock, for sure.
So,
it
goes with you wrote the anthem for the film, Fuck You. We don't want to be talking about the music in the past because the Subhumans music is great, but your band recorded with Jesse Gander, I guess, while I was making the documentary. Same Thoughts, Different Day, and you had a whole bunch of great tracks off that album, and you've requested some, and John wants to just talk to you a little bit about that music.
Okay.
Okay, so the track here now, I see your CD called Same Thoughts, Different Day. It's got a that cover picture is like, wow. At first I thought it was a lion roaring, but then I realized it's a face with a mouth open and hands grasping the face. Yes.
That's right, yeah.
You look very elegant in your Che Guevara t-shirt and your mustache. Now, I didn't recognize you when I saw you at the movie in the with Suzanne because you've grown a beard, but that's all right. People grow beards and they do change their appearance. Jerry, tell me about this selection. This is the last track of the Subhumans' new CD, 21st Century. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, that was actually one of the earlier punk rock songs.
That was a stiff song.
I think it might have been written in 1977. I'm not positive. Maybe even 76, but probably 77. It was written before I was actually in the Subhumans. I'm pretty sure it was written when I had a band going along with Mike Graham and Zippy Pinhead and Sid Sick, and we were called the Stiffs, and then we changed our name to the Negatives because we thought Stiff Records might sue us. And then later we kind of morphed into the Subhumans with other people, with Brian Goble and Ken Montgomery on drums. But I believe it was written then. And the inspiration for the song comes from kind of my vision of the future at the time, which hasn't, I have to say, hasn't changed too much, maybe gotten a little bit worse.
I was going to say, did it pan out the way you figured, or, you know, it's like, well.
Yeah, it has panned out kind of the way I thought. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I still hear, you know, I mentioned in the song, you know, the environment is mentioned sort of in a passing punk rock kind of way, but
yeah.
It's, you know, it seems to me that there's still, you know, there's more lip service paid to the environment than ever before.
For sure.
But there's an amazingly little done.
A little done, yeah. Actually done, yeah.
Stopping our obvious demise, you know.
Our inevitable demise, yeah.
Well, yesterday, we're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true.
Okay, well, performers on here, John Carr drums, Brian Goble vocals, Mike Graham guitar, and Jerry Hanna's bass and vocal. Here's the last track on the brand new Subhumans CD. This is called 21st Century. Well, 21st century.
Now, Randy says that's Wimpy and the Bloated Cows.
Hey, Jerry, didn't you guys do that with Wimpy and the Bloated Cows out in Toronto?
We might have. I might have written it that early. If I did, then it would have been 1976.
Yeah,
that
that's one a great of the song. Real old ones. It's such a great one. I mean, it's such a great tune.
Of course, I stand to be really corrected here on a minor technicality. This is a new album of older material re-recorded to bring the copyright back into the hands of the band.
That's right, yes.
Okay, and I was thinking of New Age.
Originally, all that material was on an album that we released way back in 1980. I think it was 80 or 81, called Incorrect Thoughts. Although that song wasn't on the original Incorrect Thoughts. We added, I think, six songs to this new version that we did, mm-hmm. called Same Thoughts, Different Day, and 21st Century is one of them. But mm-hmm. we re-recorded the material
mm-hmm.
that was on Incorrect Thoughts because we couldn't re-release it, even though we had the safety tapes, because of a legal hassle with a dude in San Francisco who claimed ownership of the original tapes and threatened to sue us if we did anything with the tapes. So we thought, well, we just abandon all that material as far as recorded material. We could keep playing it live, but we could never make it available to the public, or we could go in, spend a fortune, go in and re-record it. And we decided to spend a fortune and go in and re-record it.
Right on. Good one.
That was good. He's a good producer, that guy.
Jesse, well, Jesse didn't produce it. We produced it, but Jesse engineered it. And he's an excellent engineer. He's a fabulous engineer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unbelievably fast, capable of getting great drum sounds, great guitar sounds. You know, he's very quick. Like, he's very quick. He's amazingly quick.
So. Wasn't that on a single originally?
I don't think so. No, it was never released on a single. Or
what
was
the
first, pardon me.
It was okay. Yeah, sorry.
It's from a CD called Same Thoughts, Different Days. Check it out. Subhumans. We're talking to Jerry Hanna of Subhumans on the phone right now. Jerry, you reminds me, your tastes are a little bit like Kurt Cobain and Nirvana in that you like the Poppy Family. Now, there's some clips that are on TV now where they're singing some Poppy Family songs. They couldn't remember the name of the song, and you requested a song by Poppy Family. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. That is true. And actually, I always loved the Bowie album, The Man Who Sold the World, which, of course, Kurt Cobain decided to do that.
Fantastic
title
album.
Track of that album, Unplugged, and they did a great version of it too.
Mm-hmm,
but yes, the Poppy Family for me is, you know, it's a little kitschy, but at the same time, there's a certain charm there that I really love. So I always kind of like their, you know, sort of psychedelic kind of 60s sound, even though I thought it was a little bit kitschy, but I like that. So.
Yeah. Well, this song in particular, I remember the early 70s, Terry Jacks said, come on over. He lived up in Margarita and Shaughnessy, and we went into his bedroom, and he had this little tape recorder, and he played the song for me. He said, what do you think of it? You know,
wow.
And this is before it was ever released.
Wow.
So let's check it out, Where Evil Grows. Terry, I used to hang out with Susan, of course, at CFUN, and Craig McCaw from the Shadrachs, Kelowna. We went to school together. He was my roommate. So I have that connection with the Poppy Family going way back there. But anyway, let's check out Where Evil Grows.
You win. You got the Yeah. You got dibs.
For Jerry Hanna from Subhumans, here's the Poppy Family.
I like the way you smile at me. I felt the heat that enveloped me. And what I saw, I like to see. I never knew where evil grew. I should have steered. Keep clear of you, but something drew me near to you. I never knew where evil grew. Evil grows in the dark, where the sun it never shines. Evil grows in cracks and holes and lives in minds. Evil grew, it's part of you, and now it seems to be that every time I look at you, evil grows in me. Every time
Jerry Hanna, that was for you, Where Evil Grows, the Poppy Family. That was Craig McCaw, the guitar player, playing sitar. I don't know if you ever saw the Poppy Family play, but Satwant Singh, the drummer, also played tabla. So Craig and Satwant would do kind of a East Indian thing, him playing the sitar and Satwant on the tablas. It was quite amazing.
No, I never saw that. I never saw them, but I just love that little punk rock bridge in the middle there.
Yeah, it's got the punk bridge. Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Well,
and funny, I was just reading about Craig McCaw, actually, because I was reading a book that I picked up in Vancouver not that long ago called City of Love and Revolution, Vancouver in the 60s. You're probably familiar with that book. And you're
right
in it.
Yes.
There's a picture of you and Craig McCaw in that book, sitting on the planetarium roof, I think.
That's right. Before, we used to climb up there and watch the fireworks from up there. Oh, boy. Well, listen, this has been a blast. Jerry Hanna, thanks so much for talking to us. You know, like, I know you're a private guy. You like nature, and you like to get out and get in the wild. And I appreciate that, because it's a beautiful time of the year, especially the autumn colors now.
It's fabulous. And I'm not that private of a guy. Actually, I want to get a quick plug in here for my new band. I have another band now. It's called Jerry Hanna and the New Questioning Coyote Brigade. And we are getting our thing together, and we're playing my kind of folk rock songs that I did as a sideline when in between Subhuman stuff. So
where are you going to be playing?
Is that electric?
Well, we haven't scheduled any gigs yet. We're still getting our thing together. We just got a bass player about 3 weeks ago that's playing regularly with us now, so we've just kind of got the band going. We've done a few practices. Things sound pretty good. It's all my original material, but we have also included a couple of punk rock songs, but we're doing them kind of folk rock, including 21st Century, but mostly it's my other stuff entirely. It's not
something. I would just add that, that's what I was just saying to ask you, Jerry, is it going to be like electric, or is it more of a folky?
We're doing it electric. But the songs were originally written on acoustic guitar. They're kind of written to be folky songs, but we're doing it kind of, it's kind of like almost like the band, you know, or something like that.
Cool.
You know,
that's cool.
There's a really great market for playing folk music and folk rock, and you enjoy going up to Spence's Bridge, and you're going there this weekend, and we managed to scrounge around and find a track from Rami Mays. Now, John's getting ready to cue it up here, getting ready to go up to the hour.
She played there last summer, by the way, and she was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we have the Living Room Sessions, Volume 1, by Rami Mays, and I'd like to thank you, Jerry Hanna, for requesting some very unique and different kind of music, and we'll finish off with Rami, another good Canadian artist.
And the next time we talk, we want to hear your new music.
Yes.
You bet.
So you promise you'll come back and play your new stuff on the show?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, thank you, Jerry Hanna, formally.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
Have a good one, Jer. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good night,
okay.
Jer.
All right, you've been listening to Sam Squatch's Hideaway. Anita B. will be returning in December. And in 2 weeks' time, Suzanne Tabata and yours truly, John Tanner, will speak with Grant McDonough, Zulu Records, Gary Taylor, musician and club owner, along with Buck Cherry of the Modernettes, during Fun Drive 2011, as we explore Vancouver's music scene from the 60s till now. That is going to be fun. But now stand by, because Val Cornier is standing by for Folk Oasis, followed by Sexy in Van City with Carolyn M. and Hand Closes Mystery Hour, hosted by Marion at 11 o'clock tonight here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina!
Don't worry, baby, I'll
Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for a special live broadcast from Media Democracy Days Vancouver 2011. This broadcast will be aired on CITR from noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 12th. CITR will be broadcasting panel discussions on topics including the future of journalism and strategies to build media democracy. Panelists include the Times editor David Beers, the Georgia Straits Charlie Smith, politicians Libby Davies, Elizabeth May, and Hedy Fry. Don't miss activist and professor Judy Rebick's keynote address starting at noon. Again, that's CITR broadcasting from Media Democracy Days Vancouver, Saturday, November 12th from noon to 5 p.m. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Folk Oasis, 2 hours of kumbaya free folk and roots music every Wednesday evening here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the beautiful studios located on the second floor of